Welcome to the podcast. Here we explore ambition, well-being, and impact, and we dive deep under the surface level tactics so that you can build a freedom-focused business on your terms. Hi, I'm your host, Annalise Warne, an agency CEO, business strategist, and coach, as well as a wife and homeschooling, traveling mama of four little ones. Stay tuned for conversations with inspirational business leaders, as well as practical marketing and leadership strategies that you can action right away. So, let's get into it.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to the show. So, today's episode is about the journey from freelancer to CEO and beyond. And I'm going to talk about this as the different phases of business, the different phases of business growth. And underneath each phase, I'm going to talk about each one in terms of strategy, systems, and support. So for those of you who don't know, the methodology that I use is the strategy, systems, and support methodology. I have a free 30-minute audio training around this. If you actually, it's video training that you can grab from my website or ask me on Instagram and I can send you the link for that. If you want actual deep dive training under each one of those categories in order to structure your business around for more time and money freedom. But today, no matter where you are on that journey from freelancer to CEO, there are certain signifying, like determining factors for each one, different ways to make decisions under each one, different characteristics, different consequences, of course. And so that's what we're going to talk about today, because maybe you're stuck in one of these phases of business and you're not even aware of it. Maybe you're making decisions based from one of these areas and that's why you're not moving forward in growing your business. Maybe you didn't realize you got to choose. Maybe, I'm not sure. So this is to empower you to have that big picture view of what this journey looks like, to enable you to think longer term and visualize the steps on the, like, the destinations along the map on the pathway that you're on. Because maybe you haven't thought about it like this or in this way. So that is my intention with this episode. And I'm really excited because information is power and we get to make decisions based on where we want to be, not where we are, but we need to know that. And so that's what we're doing today. All right, let's dive in. Let's talk about being a freelancer. So actually, just hold up just a second. I tell it like it is. I'm pretty blunt. It's all said with love. Please don't think that one phase is better than the other. Please don't think that, please don't use this to beat yourself up if you are not where you want to be. And what I'm going to talk about is the traps that people find themselves in more often than not. The people that I work with find themselves doing really similar things. Like, these are patterns, right? This is what a lot of this is what my clients have done and are doing. And it's just a process. It's a growth journey. So let's not have any thoughts around, like, how could I be so stupid? Why am I doing that? None of this negativity talk. This is just shining a light to see what the reality is and choosing where we go next. So as a freelancer, we start up often as a glorified employee, right? So we ourselves are the boss and our job is to make sales and make money. We do the work. We wear all the hats. We are effectively the whole business. And when you're in this phase, you're not really thinking in terms of strategy or systems or support because the volume is low in terms of clients and you probably don't actually need much in place yet, right? If you're organized, you might have some systems, maybe some automation, but in my experience, most don't have that. They are doing all of the things, and if they don't do the work, they don't get paid. It's an hourly rate or a retainer basis, mostly hourly rate is what I've seen in my experience. And that is that phase. You're exchanging time for money. You maybe have a few recurring clients. It's a lot of people that you know, or it's word of mouth. And that is the business. You've bought yourself a job, effectively. So strategy here is either word of mouth, maybe some social media posting, not really. Some systems, if anything, maybe Asana, probably not. Like Asana meaning a free project management tool. Support, likely none. Maybe you're listening to some business development things, free podcasts, books, Facebook groups, that kind of thing. Those are the distinguishing features of being a freelancer, and that is the job. There is no time freedom. If you take the freedom, you take the pay cut. The next phase from there is being a manager. Here is where you hire maybe admin staff, maybe additional operators. And here is where you might start to need more of a sales process, but it's probably at this phase still a lot of word of mouth based. So you think you're really great at sales because they convert well because they're referred to you. The problem here is that you can't control the flow of word of mouth. And still everything here in this manager phase, often if it's the result of quick growth because of referrals, everything starts and ends with you still. And in this phase is where people realize that they are the bottleneck. This is where the burnout happens. This is where people quit. This is the phase where you feel like you are drowning and you realize that you've built the business up around yourself. The clients often in this phase want you. Your team can't rise because you're not actually leading them and you're working to pay other people. This is where you see all of the cracks happen because you haven't set any boundaries. There's a lot of people pleasing going on, undercharging, systems that aren't actually robust enough. There is probably no quality control. There's no or limited repeatable frameworks that are happening. Probably no checklists, less than effective SOPs or things that are, you know, buried in the digital filing system. Basically, it's a mess. And then because it's a mess, you feel like a failure. You feel like you're failing all your clients, like you're failing your team, like you're failing your family, your friends. And this is the tipping point where if you want to move through this quickly, you have to hire a coach and a team. This is the support aspect. Because yes, you can do this all yourself, but it is going to take longer. Whereas if you get yourself here aligned with someone who has done what you want to do, then you can slow down the business to speed up again. And I know that this is really, really hard. And this is where I was in my business a few years ago. And I realize that everything I'm saying is easier said than done. I know because I've been there. I did not have a hubby's income to rely on. I didn't have a part-time job. My family had my business and that was it. So I couldn't just stop. I couldn't just throw it all in the bin and start again. It had to be a gear shift, a shift down on what was and a shift up with more sustainable systems. And I've done whole episodes on this process and exactly what I did to more than halve my working hours, to more than triple my profit. So I'm not going to really detail that here. But the point is that this is where so many people get stuck. And the priority here has to be removing yourself from being the bottleneck by systematizing things and hiring the right people. And when you do this right, business starts to be fun again. And that is being a manager. When you actually begin getting some systems in place. So ideally, we're steaming through this process. So in terms of, if we're breaking it down in terms of strategy, systems, and support, strategy, it's probably non-existent because you're so busy, or you have one, but you don't execute on it because you're so busy. Number two is systems. Systems here, you're probably starting with them, but they're messy. Probably everything still falls on you. And you're waiting for that point where it's kind of becomes easier. And typically, this is probably caused by undercharging, because then you can't afford to do all the things you know you need to do properly, like hire the right people or train them properly and all of that. Then the support aspect, you will have your team, but again, like I just said, probably no one you can fully rely on. And you might have even hired here a business coach or have a course or something, but it's likely that you're not learning from people who are exactly where you want to be in business. And those getting strategy, systems, and support in this area, in this phase of business, is really, really important if you want to step away from the day-to-day and be the CEO. And this is where I help people the most. This is really my expertise. This is really where I shine. I've done this now twice for myself, in like actually had to go through this process twice myself, and done it with countless other people in business in different areas. But if you're in a service-based business, you'll get to the point where you're really great at what you do, that you become so busy and you think you are the business and you're stuck there. And that is when you need someone to outside of the business to help you get clear, to go move through that faster, because it's a really horrible place to be. It's very stressful, very overwhelming. Like I honestly felt like I was like being suffocated and or drowning when my business was in this phase, and nothing felt like it was right. Everything felt hard. Everything, like the weight of everything was on me. I felt like I was doing everything badly and I could not see the way out of what I had created for myself, until I realized that I wasn't just sacrificing myself, I was sacrificing my family. And that is what caused me to make the changes, because they're hard changes. And it's realizing that you're not going to make everyone happy. It's realizing that you can't keep people pleasing. It's realizing that you deserve, and your children and your family and your husband and your friends and your, you know, everyone deserves better, and that you're actually robbing them when you don't make these changes. That hard truth, framing it in that way, was what allowed me to make the difficult decisions and disappoint people and change things. That is what was the tipping point. Like, that was the catalyst for me. And I hope that things don't have to get to that point for you. I hope that you see the need for this sooner and actually step into that role of CEO. And that step of CEO is where you have nailed the sales, the systems, like the strategy, the systems, and the support, and they're tested. They're really tested to see if what worked from that 0 to 100K works from that 100K to, you know, 500, or that 500 to a million. And it will need tweaks, but it will not need an entire overhaul at this point if you know what to do. So you will, in the CEO phase, be able to use a well-refined system to take you where you want to go. You will get through that process faster than the initial manager phase if you don't push the brakes. And this is where you get to be the visionary and the strategist. And the work that you're doing here in this CEO phase is profit producing. And in this phase, you are hiring leaders. You are not hiring doers. Your job here in this phase is marketing and team. It often feels like in this phase, you don't actually do work because you have meetings and you don't leave with a mammoth to-do list. You become an expert at answering the question, who can do this? Not how can I do this? And most business owners I meet want to be in this place. They want to be out of all of the day-to-day. Maybe they want to do maybe 10 hours of client work a week maximum. And for me, this is the role that I love as well, where I'm doing client work because it challenges me and it's fun and I love clients, but I'm selective and my team manage the majority of actually the tactical, mechanical kinds of things. In this area, in this as a CEO, your strategy is well defined, your systems take you out of the day-to-day, and your support is well structured with a team in place and a mentor who is where you want to be. And I can't emphasize that enough. I can't emphasize that enough. If your mentor is not where you want to be, you need to get a new mentor. Now, the next phase beyond CEO is an owner. The next step out of the business is being an owner. And this is where you don't have involvement in the day-to-day at all, but you are an advisor. This is where you get the profit, but you don't do the work. And for a lot of people, this is the ultimate freedom. This is the goal. But for a lot of women and service-based businesses providers, I find they don't think to this level, actually. And in this phase, when you are an owner, the strategy, the system support, all of that are entirely managed by someone else. And for me, in my Annalise Warne brand, I won't get to this point because I want to be the CEO for a long time. However, in my other businesses, for the agency, for example, this is a goal for in a few years' time. So right now as well, additionally, I'm investing in other businesses, and the businesses that I'm investing in, I'm starting off at this level as the level of an owner or co-owner, and I will never be in the position of being the freelancer, like being the doer or being the manager or being the CEO of those businesses. And this is where I really encourage you to think beyond, oh, I don't want to go back to work, so I'm going to do freelancing. Because there is so many possibilities that we don't even see because we haven't experienced them or we haven't been told they're possible. And life gets to look really different. The standard cookie cutter, like go to school, go to uni, get a job, do some like, you know, work for yourself, be a consultant kind of like frame is not where it has to end. You do not have to continue to trade time for money. You do not have to do that. This is not just reserved for like the uber wealthy or the really like intelligent people that you put in a different basket to yourself. No, we as women, we as service providers get to have access to what the patriarchy, to what men, to, and I'm not like coming at this from this place of hate, right? And I'm trying to frame it in a way that doesn't sound really like rah rah. But the truth is that women and minorities haven't had access to the level of wealth building, to the level of freedom, to this type of technology and support, like to this level of ability in our lives to design our business and life and be location independent and choose the way that we run it and choose how we make money and make money passively. We haven't had the same access to this that that a lot of men have had for a lot longer time. And so what I find is that men have been thinking this way for a lot longer than the women that I work with or the types of women that I work with. And that's not to say I work with women that are not intelligent. I work with incredible intelligent women who are working with some of the biggest brand names, biggest businesses in the world. I work with powerhouse women. And even then, we think too small. We think about what we have achieved and we think that's what we can achieve. And the reason I want to talk more about this owner stage of business is I don't hear it talked about much. I hear people talking about marketing and social media, and it really grinds my gears because we get to think bigger than that. We get to think so much bigger than that, and it doesn't have to be hard. It's just about thinking about the type of life that we want to live and doing that. And maybe the type of life you want to live is the freelancer life where you trade time for money and you love doing what you're doing and you love being able to be creative and give projects to clients and deliver them and tick them off your list, and that lights you up and that gives you enough to be able to live on or to, you know, to structure your life how you want to structure it. Amazing. Amazing. If that's where you want to be and you love that, then you don't need to really think about the strategy. You don't really need to think about the systems. You don't really need to think about the support. You've got it now. You do the thing. You're the doer and you do it well. And that's fantastic. The manager phase too, if you want to then just expand that and be making money off other people doing the work, totally fine. What I find here is that there's very limited control in that space, in the manager space. We feel out of control because we haven't put the right things in place. If you want to go slowly though, and it gives you enough money, you're not doing the people pleasing undercharging thing, great. The manager phase can work. It can really work with you still doing a lot of the work and being involved in the day to day. It can still totally work. What I find is it doesn't. I haven't met actually anyone who does this really well and is feeling really fulfilled and in control and can take time off in their business. I haven't found that person yet. If you are that person, tell me. I would love to meet you. I'd love to kick your brain. And the CEO phase is really fun. And like I said, I choose to be in that in one of my businesses for the long haul because I love it. The owner phase, though, is a possibility and we get to tack on. We get to have and. We get to have CEO and we get to have freedom and it's not one or the other. And that's what I really want to empower you with today, to let you know that it doesn't matter where you are now and know that you always get to choose and you get to see what's possible and choose where you'll be based on the decisions you're making about strategy and systems and support. And know that also when you choose what level that you want to be in, freelancer, manager, CEO, owner, you're also having certain decisions made for you in terms of strategy, systems, and support, because you can't be a CEO if you don't have those things in place. So that means you have to have those things in place if you want the CEO role. And again, the point of this is to empower you to think bigger, more long-term, and visualize the roadmap of where you're going, seeing the pit stops along the way so that you can make decisions based on where you want to be, not based on where you are now. And that changes the entire trajectory of your business and your life, making decisions based on where you want to be. So if you want to be at the CEO phase, you know the things that you need to put in place. And that's it for today. Again, if you want the more in-depth training on strategy, systems, and support, just send me a DM on Instagram. Hop over up the link. The link will be in the show notes here. It's over on the website. Find it in all the places, and that will tell you exactly the things that you need to have in place in order to build a freedom-driven business. That's it from me this week. I'll see you on the next one.
Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Two things before you go. If you have loved this episode, please grab your phone to subscribe and review the show. And if you are ready to make a power move in your business, book a free strategy call with me, and you will walk away with a 3-step action plan and a new fire in your belly. Book your call at annalisewarn.com/consult. The link is in the show notes. Have a fabulous week.